Real topics, real discussions, real hope. This is the Spit Happens Podcast. Hello there, beautiful ears of planet Earth.
As opposed to Mars.
Or Venus.
Or Uranus.
I was thinking it too. Uranus. Ha 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 ha. We're such kids. Oh, welcome to episode 4.
Quattro.
1, 2, 3, 4. Episode 4 of the Spit Happens Podcast. We're your hosts, Tim.
And Brendan.
And not one, but two, plural, yes. 2 weeks have been absolutely off the chain with things going on in both of our lives.
This week, we really do mean it.
Yeah, we actually mean it. It's just not a little transitional phrase anymore. It is legit.
Maybe it's because you keep saying that.
Yeah, nobody believes us. Not that anyone listens, but
we just have to raise the bar on the crap.
Raise the bar on the crap that's being spit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's awful.
So what was your 2 weeks like, Tim?
Man, it was hectic. It was painful.
What happened the 2 weeks before that? What did we talk about? Where were
2 weeks ago we talked
was
about
there hospital?
Yeah, it almost okay. We almost did the episode in the hospital.
Okay.
We were close.
So I
was in the ER for two straight days, having back issues.
Right.
And now here we sit 2 weeks later. I have since
had in the studio,
not
in the hospital,
but it wasn't for a lack of trying. So I had surgery
for sure.
I had surgery last Friday. So it was a week and 2 days ago. I had back surgery. I had a herniated disc. I was in pretty bad shape. So got that taken care of, been recuperating, been laying, been drugged up and
on lots of drugs,
lots of different things, all kinds of things, all legal, all prescribed, all doctor encouraged to help fix me.
Mainly because you're a pansy.
Yeah. Actually, my doctor looked at me and was like, "What are you taking?" Because at that point, like when I saw the surgeon did the surgical consult, he's like, "Man, what are you taking?" I'm like, when I was in the ER, they gave me five Vicodin to help with the pain. He's like, "Are you kidding?" I was like, this is 4.5 days later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah, I was just taking him to go to bed." He's like, "You're one tough dude." I'm like, "I don't think so. I hurt."
Should have been like, "Yeah, bro."
Yeah, I know. I was a little more humble than that, I guess. Not humble, just in a lot of pain. I mean, it was awful. I could barely walk. So I had the surgery, and then we tried really hard. Well, I tried really hard, I guess, to do the podcast in the hospital, because the Monday after I had the surgery, Brandon, the good friend that he is, picked me up and took me to the ER at 11 o'clock at night because I was running 102 fever. So not only did I have a surgery, I also decided I wanted to bring home some of the sickness that was in the hospital with me, and I ended up sick. Running random fevers all week at like 102, and I mean it was a mess. So we were in the ER from 11 o'clock to 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I got home at like 4:30. That was awesome.
It was, yeah.
I went to a staff meeting at 9. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, nothing really happened.
Felt
at those,
pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like one full REM cycle.
Yeah, you got that one fresh cycle in, and then just pow, ready to go.
Boom.
So yeah. So
McDonald's that night too.
Yeah, that was really good McDonald's, because I was not having an appetite, and because of the medicine they gave me at the ER, I was hungry, so I actually finally got some food in me, and I got 2 bags of fluid. I got a lot of fluid.
Yeah, you were feeling pretty fresh. You seemed pretty fresh.
Yeah, I did. I felt fresh for a little bit.
Next time, I'll just poke you with a needle and put some water in or something.
Well, we could probably do a better job than the first nurse, because that IV fell out when the second nurse touched it, and water sprayed all over my arm and
that's
on the
true.
Floor, so... But yeah, all that's been going on. But then 2 days before I went into surgery, my son decided he wanted to have tons of fun and fell off a monkey bars and broke the 2 bones in his arm just above his wrist.
It looked super disgusting.
It was bad. So now I went from a doctor's appointment and then to Brandon's house. Brandon, we drove down to the children's where my wife was, and then we were down there and it was crazy. And then, man,
they broke it back into place.
Yeah, they had to sedate and break it back into place. And then, he decided he was going to not walk properly 2 days later and fell straight on the arm.
I don't think that's something your son decides.
I know.
I think that's just something that is.
I hope it's not what he decides, because that's horrible decision making.
He almost fell off of the table today.
He falls off of everything. He has fun doing it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So he was only in a splint, so he fell and basically like messed it up a little bit, and so I had to go back to the yard.
Yeah,
X-ray.
They got moved.
So they put him into a cast up to his shoulder. So he's in that. Yeah, he's in that for a week. It looks like Spider-Man. I drew a Spider-Man logo on it for him. He was all pumped about it. It's awesome. He's in that for a week, and then he's got to go into a regular cast for 6 weeks. So his summer's done. My summer's done. All my house plans are done. So I'm out and kind of taking it easy. I can't do really much of anything I usually do for 2 months. So
hashtag dad life.
Yeah. Hashtag cooped up in the house.
Yeah.
Because, man, I can't do it. Like, I was 4 days in, and I'm like, I'm losing my mind.
I'm surprised you didn't start your own podcast.
Yeah.
Random Thoughts with Tim.
Hey, it could still happen.
On the couch or something.
I got 5.5 more weeks.
I just gave you an idea.
Yeah. Stop giving me ideas. My wife's going to punch you.
You could do various episodes, like, this episode was when I had this medicine in me.
So I woke up, no one was here,
Tim
so
on
I
drugs.
Did this. This is what this painkiller makes you feel like. Yeah, that sounds awful. So
sounds super entertaining.
Yeah, I had
actually.
All that going on, and Great White Hype, man, Pastor Kenny kept teasing me, because Brandon was moving the day after my surgery, and everybody kept teasing me.
Yeah, so basically he got out of helping me move by going to the extreme. He could have said that he didn't want to.
I could have thought of like 200 million different ways to get out of moving other than that, like rob a bank and go to jail or something. I don't know.
That wouldn't be very
wise. That wouldn't be better. No. I don't know why I went there. Must have been those painkillers coming back around.
You'd have a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Cooped up.
So anyways, so yeah. All right. So we kind of jumped ahead there. So you've had stuff going on, and you guys have been crazy. And
I didn't go to the hospital, though. So, well, I
did. Well, you
did
a lot,
but
it was
not for me.
For me and my family. And I swear, I started telling people, like, hey, keep the prayers going. I'm sorry I keep asking. Like, I'm really not that needy.
Dude, it's seriously. Ever since we relaunched this podcast, it's like constant. Your family's been dealing with everything,
man,
except for Emma. She's fine.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, that's knock on wood.
Yeah, no.
Superstitious weirdo.
It's just, I'm not even superstitious, but it's my... The love of my kids, it just freaks me out to think anything
that they're taking after you.
Well, Emma does. Like, I heal quickly, and that's one of the big problems I was having, is because my body metabolizes things very fast. So, like, you know, painkillers, all those things. Like, I'd end up feeling good and fall asleep for like an hour and think I slept a whole night. Wake up and be like, oh man, it's only 1 a.m.
That would be super annoying.
I got like 8 more hours to go before I even wake up to, well, not do anything.
Yeah.
So it's driving me nuts, because I was up all day and I was up all night. So like, I'm home all day by myself, and then I'm up at night while everybody's sleeping. So it was very lonely.
Yeah.
So yeah, now I'm sleeping, so that's good. So anyways, you guys,
you're actually awake right now, but pretty close.
Yeah, I'm awake. I don't know how I'm awake. We've had a wild day.
No, man. Yeah. Yeah, we bought a house, so pretty cool.
Bought
our first house.
Hashtag grown up.
Yeah. Or hashtag in debt even more.
Hashtag stupid. Yeah, no, I don't know. We both have rented a lot, and I still think owning is so much better than renting.
Oh, I've discovered I care so much more about our stuff.
Everything.
Yeah. It's like, oh, there's a little smudge there. I'm totally going to make sure that that's completely perfect before I walk away. It's
like,
it's just totally different.
Like,
I don't
that
know.
First month you move in, it's like, well, there's a dandelion. Pick it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Eventually, it'll probably be like, well, whatever.
Everywhere.
Who cares?
Whatever.
Did you see that meme?
I just couldn't believe my eyes. It hurt. It rocked my world. It felt so good. It changed my life. I shared it. I liked it. Then people loved it. What's up with that meme?
So, I don't know that we have technically any memes. Well, however,
what we were talking about last night with our wives, what they throwing their hands up in the air.
I don't remember this.
About having ideas.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going at.
Yeah, the one on Twitter. I actually props out. That was Sarah, right? Sarah's the one. Sarah actually managed that one on the Twitter account. So the wives.
So you should
totally
follow us. Follow us at Spit Happens Cast.
Yes, because the wives do get it. They do get involved with the podcast.
So
behind the scenes,
I found that Twitter. I started using the regular Twitter app on my phone.
Yeah.
It's actually really good. And they have GIFs kind of built in.
GIF, not GIF, right?
Right. It's you probably typically say GIF, but it's a GIF.
Peanut butter.
But basically the repeating little still.
Yes.
Well, it's a little tiny video, little clip, but it keeps repeating. And I told my wife, hey, caption this. So it's basically a guy who's putting his hand in his face, like
face palm.
Yeah, face palm. And this is what she came up with. When your spouse says, I just came up with a great idea. And that's totally funny for the women who I've shown.
Yes.
The guys are like, oh, man.
Yeah, my wife did it today as like we were moving the grills for the church picnic that we had. That on top of everything that's been going on with Brandon, with all our health, with our series on Job that my family has decided to partake in physically. In ways.
Yeah, you guys need to start reading that. living it.
And Brandon's moving, I'm not sure where I don't really have a scripture reference to really tie in to the home purchase and moving process and the stresses that come with that.
Uh-huh.
But with all of that going on, they have been planning, along with another friend, an amazing event that has taken so much time that went on today. It was why we've been can't believe we're up doing this because it's been crazy. But they also just all this.
My wife told me I was crazy.
My wife tells me that all the time.
Yeah.
So,
but specifically related to why we're actually doing this.
Oh.
And not taking a week off.
Yeah. Well, it's just it's.
Well, basically,
the
point
we love
is
doing it.
Yeah. All that stuff still serving, still.
Yeah.
Making things happen.
Making it. Got to make it happen. So we're we're getting everything moved. We're picking up, some people are coming over to pick up my grill to take it over for the picnic. And like while we were talking about it, like I'm in need to get a new grill. And
yeah,
I was like,
it's terrible.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I'll take it though, if you want to get rid of it.
It's not terrible. It's a great grill. It cooks well.
Yeah.
Except for I'm missing a propane tank now.
Are you are?
Yeah. It didn't come back with my grill. So
are you serious?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I have no idea.
Oh.
So I tried to make a phone call, but I'll figure it out tomorrow. It's whatever. It's a propane tank.
That's cool.
Yeah, whatever. So anyways,
kind
back
of
to
need
the,
that.
So, yeah, really do.
You can turn your gas grill into charcoal.
Yeah, four burners that do nothing. Good job. So back to that with that meme, like throwing the hands up in the air. So I was talking about the grill and I'm like, I'm going to build an outdoor kitchen area. And Tony looked at Brandon and was like, see, Brandon? Your spouse comes up with an idea. I'm just like, what?
Yep.
Like, so she was, she had that moment from that. It's just been, yeah.
I had a couple other ones. And we'll link to these in the show notes.
Yeah. What do you got? Throw them out there.
There's another one. I did this on my personal Twitter account. Shameless plug at Brandon Kelly, EY _. It's just, that's how you spell Kelly. And Brandon Kelly _. Anyway, I saw a headline yesterday, I think it was, that Donald Trump wants to turn the attention to religion in the political conversation between him and Clinton now that they are both the nominees.
Yeah.
And so I found a Steve Harvey GIF where he's just kind of like shaking his head with his eyes big old wide. Captioned it, when you read a headline that says real Donald Trump wants to talk about religion, like are you serious? No, please don't. Please
yeah,
don't. Please don't. Oh, that's pretty cool. I love making fun of Donald Trump on Twitter. Yeah. It's awesome. You do the quote tweet and you just say something smart alecky at him. It's awesome. It's so fun. You should try it.
I'm not gonna lie. Like most of the stuff, like if you see it, I'm on Facebook. I'm the one usually out there hitting Facebook. I'm not Mr. Tweet Tweet.
Okay, the other one though, we're posting three of these. They're not memes, but they're GIF captions.
Whatever falls in that category.
There's one that I can't remember who this actor is, but he's like got his mouth open wide, smiling and taking a bite of popcorn. I captioned it, "When you find a Facebook post on politics with 20 plus comments." Like, yes, get my popcorn ready.
Right. Yeah.
And that's when you just watch.
You just watch.
You maybe throw in some obnoxious comment.
Keep the fuel.
Keep the fuel going.
That's funny.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, wow. That's so wrong.
But it needs to not be so like out there that people turn to you.
Right.
And start attacking you, but you just kind of have to...
Don't attack me. Keep talking about that guy.
Right. It's like, yeah, oh, he's totally terrible.
So what prompted Sarah on that meme? How many ideas have you come up with, Arya, since you've been in the new house?
Oh, dude. Well, my problem is...
Because we just bought a house, too, like, you know, back in November. So we're... Both families are in a new house within this year. So
yeah.
So we're all, like, ideas.
It's not necessarily related to the house. It's just... Anytime I have an off day, my mind goes crazy, dude. Like, it's insane. If I'm not doing something, my mind's going to, like, idea. And I've had so many different ideas, especially for, like, websites or podcasts or whatever. And
he calls me and gets me all fired up, like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then nothing happens, but, you know, it's all good.
We feel better afterwards. We feel like we've accomplished something, even though nothing happened.
Oh, that was a really good picture. I just got a picture Kenny took of our team at the Crossing Olympics.
It was a really good picture. Sarah's got a straight up boss thug mode.
Yeah, she does.
Pose going on there.
She is totally gangster. I told her, honey, you were getting
She's got bigger muscles than you do.
Yeah. I was like, honey, you're getting all boss mode today. It's really sexy.
It's funny. Kristen, I'm sorry. I'm going to share you some love, but you look like you were smelling a fart. That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good. Brandon's in the back like, yeah, it was me. That's good. Hey, I tell you what. We'll have this picture posted up in the comment section.
So many different things to post on our show notes.
Yeah, we're going to have them, though, man. You guys are going to get a little bit into the life of Brandon and Tim.
Yeah, and beware.
Who this crazy family is we talk about. Because I tell you what, man, this picnic we had tonight, it had a bunch of goofy games. It was great. It was awesome. Everybody's involved. There was food. There was, you name it, man. It was there. There was dancing in cesspool water. I mean, we are straight up getting low down southeastern Ohio redneckish on the baby pool with the chicken dance. And the Macarena and then Sweet Home Alabama. So it was it was intense. But we're gonna have to post up Team Black's photo. And this is actually our community group. So these are the people we've talked about a lot. But these are people real close and dear to our hearts. So
totally. They're
awesome. This picture's awesome. Yeah, awesome they're awesome group. Peeps. So yeah, man.
Shout out.
Boom. But yeah, this our church though, man, it's a fantastic family for sure.
Heck yeah, it is.
Sorry, we're
so basically, let me just take that. Yeah. You just went to some place. I just want to go there.
Oh, I went somewhere.
Yes.
I traveled.
First class. Yeah.
Yeah? Is this like Inception or about the Inception?
So would you agree that being a part of a church family is super, uber, awesome, important?
Absolutely.
So if you're a listener and you don't have a church home, you need to find one. I don't care what it is. Like, go and find a church close to you that is going to invest in your life, relationally, spiritually, all that stuff, because it's super uber important.
Just show up. God will do the rest. You just need to show up.
Yeah.
And like you'll
start with that.
Seriously, there, you know, we had a proposal at church, and it started because somebody showed up.
Yep, it's pretty crazy.
Seriously, they showed up.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, what's going on, Brandon?
Did you hear about that one thing?
What one thing?
The thing, you know, on the news.
Oh, the news thing.
Yeah. Did you hear about it?
Yeah, we should talk about it.
Let's do it.
Bring it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we were there on a real high note. Cap that off. Dive. Nose dive. But you know what? That's all right, because that is life. That is the way that we have created the world that we live in, through our actions and through what we want of our own selfish desires. So that's all right. We'll bring it back up. But there's no escaping what happened last night, Saturday, down in Orlando, Florida. I don't care. I'm going to keep it short and I'm going to keep it poignant on everything here. I don't care who you are, what you believe, what you think you're going to do, what you think you want to accomplish or what you want to push off. I don't care if somebody's gay. I don't care if somebody's straight. I don't care if somebody's Christian, Muslim, whatever. You need to get yourself in check, because what happened down in Orlando was a selfish, deceitful act of somebody leading through the temptations of Satan in order to inflict pain and harm to a group of innocent people that did not deserve it. I don't care what your views are. You know, you don't go out there blasting, hey, I'm a Christian and I'm praying for them. That's boastful in the way of what you're doing it in certain ways. Just go out and just love and pray, okay? I want to say that. Man, what happened down there is wrong. That's God's children all over. The shooter, everybody, those are children of God, his creation. And what happened is absolutely awful. Here, Brandon and I mean, we send our prayers, our thoughts, as much love as we can from our hearts to the families, to the victims, to everyone in Orlando. It's absolutely tragic and awful. And, you know, but in all that, everybody keeps sharing the thing Mr. Rogers says is in everything you're seeing, look for the helpers, look for the good people. And that's the truth. And it doesn't take long before the good, the helpers, and the thing that God wants you to see and wants you to do happens. So do focus on those things and lift up and use those things to overcome these situations. It's a sad situation, but we got to move forward from it, and we got to find ways to grow together from these things. I mean, that's just it.
Yeah, so if you hadn't heard, gentleman who pledged allegiance to ISIS ended up killing 50 people and wounding at least 53 at the Pulse Club in Orlando, Florida. So terrorism, and it's a big deal in our time. Islamic extremist terrorism. It's really hard to like reconcile this idea that these people are following what they believe their religious conviction is, and it's driving them to do things like this. Not necessarily, I don't know what this guy's views were, but he did pledge allegiance to ISIS, so it could be for a number of things related to what he thinks about them and whatever.
Right.
But so much of what I see in belief of Islam is that a person's value is based on their belief and what they do for God, and that's it. So basically, it gives someone the right to kill the infidel,
right?
Basically,
justification based on their belief.
So here's the vast difference. And this is what's so funny in a very twisted way about the distinction between the way the media treats Christians and Muslims, and for the vast majority of Muslims, they're not people who would identify with ISIS at all. Totally get that. However, if you want to pick a freaking religion that's going to be super controversial, let's go ahead and and get frustrated with the people who are going to say God made you in his image. He values you based on who you are and the fact that he created you, not because of what you believe and all of that, but because he created you because you are his.
Right.
Not based on anything else. That's the starting point for the Christian faith, is that we have a Father in heaven who loves us just simply because we are his. And yes, we've sinned and we have to reconcile with that problem. And that's where Jesus comes in. But everywhere I see related to ISIS and Islamic terrorism and just the belief of Muslim faith and any other faith that comes before us is a justification by what you do, by what you just, everything about you has to be filtered through, are you measuring up? And Christianity is vastly different to say you can't measure up, but you can measure up in the fact that you can align yourself with Jesus. And so I guess I say all that to say it's frustrating that a terrorist group is from a religious foundation, because for many people who are agnostic or atheist, they don't want anything to do with the word religion because of things like this.
Right.
Because of the heinous crimes that are committed. I mean, this was just ridiculous. 50 killed in a nightclub. 53 injured.
Largest mass murder in United States history.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely. I mean,
so we pray.
Yeah.
We pray for them. And we know that God has vengeance for those who do these things. So, for Mateen, who's now dead, who did all these things, he's getting what is coming.
Right.
But in the world that we live in, where we are confronted with information day in, day out, we know exactly what's happening across the world. It's very easy for us to lose heart, to lose hope.
Right.
And
we talked about that a little bit last year in one of the podcasts too, as far as filtering the content of which you dive into. You know, because you gotta be careful as far as what, because everything as far as what the media does is about attention grabbing and numbers, and it can really destroy your mind and destroy your heart if you continually read and watch the same things over and over.
Well, yeah. You know, I hear all the time people say, and this is one thing that they would point to, that the world is worse today than it was however long ago. It doesn't really matter. Just right. In the past.
I think the world is worse in some aspects. And a lot of that has got to do, one, we can travel all around the world as quick as we want, you know, like versus back in the day, you know, so things can happen faster and more often. So it does. I think there are ways as far as things, but we also hear it too often and too much, and it's overloaded information.
Well, I don't know that we hear it too much. We're just aware of what has always been.
Well, yeah, that's a better way of saying. Thanks.
I think that's what it is.
That's better verbiage as far as the point I was trying to make of that. Yeah, it is. It's hyper awareness is what it is.
Which creates a lack of ignorance, mm-hmm. which means that we have to deal with these things.
But I tell you what, here, we'll put this on it, what we are looking at all. Let's wrap this one up, because I hate to keep going on with something so negative, because we're a positive podcast. See the hope and the light, just like what Mr. Rogers was saying. But how can you do that same thing in your communities without a tragedy? So take that. I mean, when you look at the things, whether it's Chick-fil-A or whether it's gay rights wanting their things, how about we stop bashing each other and we start supporting one another and loving one another as best as we can? Christians, that means we do it like as Christ. And that's how you get to do it. So
you're saying we don't need like a big mass crazy thing for us to actually unite and be like,
yeah, isn't it crazy? Because I'm pretty sure that big, amazing, massive thing happened, a couple, centuries, a couple thousand years ago, and that was supposed to unite us, and that's what the focus should be. So no, it shouldn't require something large and massive like this of shock and awe.
And now, coming in the red corner, it's Dad. And over here in the green corner, it's the kids. This is Dad's Corner, and the match is about to begin. Let's get ready to rumble!
Rumble. Chipmunks. Parents. I love that. I'm sorry.
Hashtag dad life.
Word. All right, yeah, so dad life. I got a little chicken wing up there in a cast. The boy is wild, man. But what's wild so funny? Thing. What's so
don't
funny?
Don't.
Is my kids love superheroes. They love the Avengers. They love Star Wars. So Parker now is like, he's got the Spider-Man cast, but is like Winter Soldier with his like bionic arm, and then in his left hand he holds his Captain America shield.
Nice.
And so like he's all like decked out.
Hybrid.
Yeah. And then Eli is, he's got his Darth Vader lightsaber.
And oh, I can see that.
They run around the house, man. And Eli, when he swings, dude, he swings to take down a tree. And so, like, Parker's got the shield, and he spins, so he's got this cast, and he blocks on his right, and he blocks on his left. And it's just literally there's them running around the house with Eli whacking the tar out of Parker. And
Ainsley Parker, said she was pretty frightened when they pulled out the lightsaber.
Yeah. Well, I put them up. I thought I hit them. I didn't realize they got him out. Ainsley's our good friend, and she watched my kids tonight while we were getting the picnic set up. But, yeah, and so Parker's like, I'm so awesome, ninja moves, swinging around, I'm blocking this, and nothing hurts him because he feels like, you know, Iron Man, and he's got his shield, and Eli's like, I'm beating him up because I'm whacking him. So, like, they're loving it.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, as dad, like, being like, they're being kids. My kids are kids. They get dirty, they get bumps, they get bruises, they climb trees, they don't play video games, they're creative, they go, and
yeah,
they
you're
do.
The only one who plays video games.
I had been a couple times lately. That's actually the first time I played my PlayStation, and man, I can't tell. It's
4 days.
Forever. Forever. But yeah, I usually am.
PF Flyers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need that to go get the ball. The Babe Ruth ball.
Yeah.
Sorry, you did a reference. I just took it
I know.
Where it needed to go.
True that. I was blanking out there for a second. Like, I'm trying to get it. I got, but yeah, it's Sandlot. If those that were wondering, perfect timing for baseball to pop up on the TV. We always
that
have
was
sports
a pretty
playing.
Good play. Oh, now this guy's talking.
Yeah,
whatever.
Except for now, it's news. So yeah, that's what's going on with my kids. It's been crazy, hectic, and it's amusing. It's been totally amusing just watching that and them having fun. Doing things, and Emma's been an amazing help with everything, taking up a lot of responsibility with everything that's been going on. So that's been awesome on my dad's corner. What do you got over there?
All right. So today during church, so Kyrea has been in the preschool area, which we've talked about. and I was taking Piper back to the nursery today during second service. And during this time, the preschool area, the service had started, by the way. The preschool area was being let out, and they were going down to the bathroom, you know, do a potty break. And so I watched them, and Kyrie comes up to me and gives me a hug. And so I give her a hug, and then they keep walking. And then all of a sudden, I see this boy, grab my daughter's hand, and they held hands.
And it wasn't one of my sons?
No, it wasn't. Because I think I've taught them a little bit. They at least know somewhat to expect, but not that they care. But
right.
And then, so they go into the bathroom. Well, they don't go in together, but they go into the separate bathrooms. Very politically incorrect.
Our church isn't Target.
Yeah. And so they come back out, and then as I watch them walk, because I'm very interested now. I'm intrigued and very irritated.
I'm getting the itch, man. I'm getting the itch.
And so they're walking back now, and all of a sudden now she's walking with two boys holding her hand on each side. And I'm thinking to myself, people, come on. Let's not let the kids do this. And I get the attention of one of the boys, and I said, Hey. And I gave him the, you know, I'm watching you thing. So you better watch out, dude. I'm picking on this little preschool kid. It's frustrating, man.
I just want to clip out that audio right there from that, like the highlight of the night. I'm picking on this preschool kid. My wife's got bigger muscles than me.
Whatever. So who, basically, I have a plan, okay? I
mean, we know a ton of people at church. Who were these kids?
I don't
remember.
I don't know. But
a crazy amount of kids.
I have a plan for the first time that a boy comes to my house to take my daughter out for a date.
You're just going
to
tase him at the door and be like, remember what that feels
so
like.
It's so much better. It's so much more psychological thriller kind of thing. They're going to come in, and I'm going to be at the dining room table in my underwear, sharpening a samurai sword. Okay.
Yeah.
A shotgun would be too easy. I want this dude to think I'm completely insane.
So you're going straight like Michonne from The Walking Dead.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm going for.
You're
going
to have some dressed up zombies on chains.
That would be actually better. Yeah. Yes. Say, listen, the last two boys who came,
this is them.
I have this all planned out. It's going to be epic. And this boy is
going
to leave
days off.
My house.
Your thoughts are frightening.
You know, it's just going to happen. I don't need a shotgun. I just want a samurai sword.
It's just your excuse to,
buy
one.
Or I could get some power tools too. You know?
Just go all saw.
Yeah, exactly. I could have options. Like, if you do this, this is what you get. If you do this, this is what you get.
Pick a door.
My daughter will never go on a date until she's like 25 because of the reputation I will build.
Or you end up in jail while they investigate everything.
Plausible deniability, man. I'll just make up something. I was working on a desk or something. Until they come back and listen to this podcast and they're like, you planned this all out.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a coincidence. It's terrible.
It is terrible. It's a frightening thing to
hashtag dad life, dude.
Right?
Two daughters.
I've got one.
I'm ruined. I am ruined. At least she has brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're younger, but you know, that's okay. At least she has brothers.
Well, what?
What?
Who?
The brothers are younger than your daughter.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about mine. I thought you were talking about yours. I was like, wait, I'm confused. Are you like, have
oh
you
gosh,
like,
gosh, dude.
Have you, have
what
you,
time is it? How many drugs are you on right now?
Actually, no, I stopped taking medication. Well, I have steroids to get the nerve.
I'm detoxing right now.
The nerve, yeah. I'm going through withdrawals, man. I've got the itch. No, I thought you were talking about, I thought you were talking about Kai for a second. It's been a long day. I am a little slap happy, a little tired.
So what's some cool shows you're watching? I'm going to totally...
Actually, I got a reference.
Wrap it up with this.
They're from Huddy Hood, on Bloodline.
Is that really what you call him? Huddy Hood?
Huddy Hood, no.
It's kind of like something you would call somebody you cuddle with or something.
No, it's Huggy Hood.
Huggy Hood.
I think, did I say Huddy? It's Huggy Hood. I joke with him, Huggy Hood, because, man, he gives everybody big bear hugs when they come into
That's
church.
That's true.
It's
true.
Like Huggy Hood.
And when he's not there and I'm the one greeting
everybody's
people,
like,
they
start hugging Brandon, and Brandon's like, a stiff board. He's like, I don't want to touch you.
It's like, so, you don't do it very right. I know. That's why
when I was in pre-op, you know, Kenny and Hud and Jay came in.
Yeah, what are you getting, like the Supreme Service or something?
Evidently, I guess I moved up a tier or something.
No one else gets that.
I didn't realize that. I feel so loved.
You should feel spoiled. Spoiled.
I was
brat.
Spoiled. I mean, My wife got an amazing like jab at HUD. It was so funny. Like everybody was in tears laughing. So
don't
really
change
funny.
The subject. This is about TV shows.
But the TV show was from HUD. I was watching on Netflix. It's called Bloodline. It has quite a few vulgarities in it, but it it's pretty good. It's real deep. The way it's written is really well, but it basically just talks about a family that runs a hotel in the Florida Keys.
Interesting.
And they've made a lot of bad decisions as a family.
Who would you recommend it to?
Somebody that likes to watch something that is just like kind of authentic, like
real.
Yeah, just real. Real cool. Life, not drummed down, not filtered out. Just
so not
normal.
The Bachelorette?
Heck no. I'm sorry, I don't get into all that stuff. I think it's stupid.
I know, really that's why I said it.
So stupid. I'm sorry. If you're out there, I like it. I know Kenny White. If you're out there and you like it,
you're a terrible person.
You're not a terrible person. I still like you. Jesus told me I should.
Jesus didn't say you should like people. He said love people.
So I love
That's a very big difference.
I love you.
I'm gonna cut that out and send it to him.
Okay, do that. I'll just cut the one out where you're talking about beating up kids.
I didn't beat them up.
That's an awful podcast. This podcast is terrible.
You're done. You're done with your explanation.
Yeah, it's pretty well good, man. It's
such a jerk.
It's an authentic show, so. That one's not too bad, and I watched Last Man Standing is my go-to. I grew up on Home Improvement, you know, Tim Allen, Toolman Taylor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I grew up on that show, man. He was like my father figure type role model.
So you were on the show?
No.
You said you grew up on the show.
Well, I grew up watching that show.
Oh, that's
Sorry,
a big difference.
Let me change that. For
we're all about specificity.
Yeah, Mr. Vocabulary over there. A guy in his book smarts. I grew up that. My name is actually Tim Allen. My middle name is Allen. My name is Tim Allen. Tim Allen is Tim.
You totally screwed that up with the last name, though.
Hey, whatever. I was born into it. The other ones were given.
You didn't give me a choice.
President
Ono leaving? Ono.
President.
He's a cool guy.
Breaking news.
University president of Cincinnati president leaving.
University
impact
of
on UC football. That's interesting.
Yeah, he was big on the football program.
Sorry,
So you see people out there. You just got breaking news on that. Another president. That's like we're losing one like every 3-4 years. They come in and they go.
Well, they're supposed to have terms, right?
Kind of like our football coaches. Bunch of jerks. Screw over the kids, man. So that's my TV show. Those are kind of Last Man Standing is my go-to when I don't have anything else to watch or, you know, I feel like Bloodline I haven't been binging on because it's pretty deep, like,
can't handle it.
Well, no, I was also sick. Like I wasn't feeling good when I was watching it.
Yeah.
So I think I was in and out. So I was missing some things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably have to go back and rewatch a little bit to catch in some fillers.
Right.
But yeah, it's good. It's something you can binge watch for sure. So what do you got? Right. You got any?
Graceland. They just put season 3 on Netflix.
That's another pretty real and authentic show.
It was super awesome. Man in the High Castle. Super awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
On Amazon Prime.
What's that one? Man in the High Castle. Never heard that.
So it's an alternative history.
Okay.
It's basically takes if Hitler and the Japanese would have won the Axis powers. If they would have won World War II,
gotcha.
What would it would have been like to live in the United States of America, which would now not be the United States of America.
Right.
But basically they have half of it being the Reich of Germany, right?
Like the Fourth Reich.
Yeah. And then they have part of it being under Japanese control. And then they have like a neutral zone. It's very interesting. It's very well done. Very, very well done. And I'm in like season 2, I think.
Gotcha.
I haven't been watching that as much.
Okay, so here's always a big question when everybody talks about World Wars.
Yeah.
Who was in World War One?
Who was in World War One?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Right.
The world.
That's a tough one. You look back.
World War One.
You look back, though, it's the Ottoman Empire.
Germany, Russia, United States.
Yeah, Germany, the Soviet Union, the Ottoman Empire. So it was a big difference. It was totally different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was the same but different. It was just
Great Britain, obviously.
Then after that, that's when things started changing. You know, the Ottoman Empire and things started changing. It became, with French Indochina and those things becoming India and how everything started changing after World War One. So that's always the fun question. I don't know. And no, I just thought I'd ask it. It always intrigues me.
Oh, yeah. Man in the High Castle. If you have Amazon
Man
Prime.
Man in the High Castle. I might have
it's an Amazon original, so you have to have Amazon to do it.
I don't have Amazon Prime. I have Netflix.
Yeah, it's totally good. And then another one on Netflix. Which one was that? Having a mind blank. What was on Netflix? Oh, Turn.
Turn. Y'all, Turn's amazing.
So good.
Did I talk about that? Oh, yeah, I did. A couple episodes ago about my family. They were actually in Turn.
Oh, yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
We did. Turn's amazing. I second that one. That show is awesome.
You've got like, what was that, five?
Five. Show? Yeah, you started rolling them off, man. I thought I watched more TV than you.
Well, man. I watched a show at
I just
night.
Figured it out. He's not actually reading anything. He's just watching a lot of TV.
No,
I was the visual learner.
No, I usually watch a TV show at night if I have time.
All right, so hey, look, guys, man, they're trying times all around. All right, so we got some TV shows. There are different vices, different things like that, where we can put
relax
a little bit of comfort on things and just kick back. It's good to have that downtime is needed and required. Shut down, chill out.
I thought you were gonna say shut down or shut up.
Shut down or shut up. That's a good one right there.
Boom.
We're just gonna call this episode "Shut Down or Shut Up."
But that was the only like reference.
Yeah,
it really was.
We won't call it that. But yeah, seriously, though, shut down and shut up. Just calm down and take some time to be who you are and who God created you to be.
And take a bubble bath.
I can't do that because I had surgery so recently. Do you do bubble baths?
I had one.
Moment of truth.
I had one the night we moved in to our house because I was super uber tired.
Yeah.
One time.
You didn't drown, so you stayed awake. That's good.
Super awesome, though.
Was it? You going to do it again?
Yeah. Maybe.
Remember that episode of Friends when him and Monica were in the bathtub and she went under the water and Joey came in like, I'm going to go get fried chicken. She's like, I can do some chicken. Sorry, I straight went there. Bubble bath, the fried chicken. See, seriously, right there, like find things that you can get humor in and get remove yourself from the societal negativity, because there is so much that's going on around in the world that can be so negative. Take time. Look, if you're a Christian, get into the Word. Take some time to be with God. Take some time to be with who you are. Figure out who you are and what you want to do, because it's very important to understand you. You got to get your relationship right between you and between God. If you're not a Christian, man, I was there too. Brandon was there too.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways that you can also find peace.
For most of my life.
You can find peace. And if you are having questions or doubts or whatever, and you have some Christian friends, don't be afraid to ask the questions, because that's why God put them in our lives. And man, everything else that's going on, don't use it as an opportunity to push your agenda, push your propaganda, to push whatever it is you want to push. Because the thing is we're not out here to push anything. For one, we can't change anything. We're not in the changing business. We're in the introducing business. And we got to share the Word, and we got to share the gospel, and we got to do things. And even if you're not Christian, just go out there and share hope, man. Go do something good in your community. You see some guys struggling, help them out. Post it up on the Facebook page. There was a woman, her motorized scooter was stopped, caught on a curb. Guy in a motorcycle turned around, helped her out, got her back on. I mean, just stop. Stop for a second and look at what you could do that's good. Because I guarantee you, within probably an hour, you could have found two or three things you could have stopped and done to make a positive impact.
Yeah.
That is what's going to change culture, is culture being changed by good people and good things. Because Jesus was good. And what God has given is good. And God will always prevail.
The world is a battleground. It is today and always has been. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Spit Happens podcast. I hope we shed some light on the struggles we're dealing with today. And if you've got some ideas, topics, or some feedback, shoot us an email at spithappenspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Stitcher and on iTunes. Leave us a review or a rating.